arson attack. Your reaction to this news?
Well, I utterly condemn the actions of the person or persons involved in this incident. You know, we have to remember here that the family who owned the hotel were in the hotel at the time, and this could have been a devastating tragedy. You know, so I'm calling on those the person or persons responsible to stop their actions. There had also been threats made against the family that St Garda Síochána are investigating. So all of this has to stop. They do not speak for the people of Mayville or Donegal, and you know, we need to now, you know, in every way condemn what's happened here.
It is quite unfortunate, is it not, that while the majority of Mayville and indeed the Inishowen Peninsula are going to welcome these 100 asylum seekers coming to the county, that thread in the community who oppose it is still there?
Well, I think it's very important to separate out, you know, the significant number of people in the Mayville area who've been treated very badly here by the Department of Justice, who were not consulted with, who were not respected in this process. And it's happened in different parts of the country. Mayville is just the latest community to be treated this way. So there are the legitimate concerns. I was at the public meeting, you know, in Glencrow Hall. It was a huge number of people, and the vast majority of people who expressed concerns had legitimate concerns. They were measured. They were real. So you must distinguish between that, you know, group of people in Mayville who have real concerns from the handful of thugs who are responsible for issuing threats or this arson attack. The two totally different things. You know, there's only a tiny, tiny number of people whose views are racist or are thugs, versus the, you know, the good people, genuine people in the community who feel they weren't listened to, weren't consulted with, and have real concerns.